जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव रे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Vividari Gopinath Madana Mohana Vividari Gopinath Madana Mohana Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhusudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhusudana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Nita Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nita Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari
Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paripatikacharya Stotra Satasishimata's Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chaitanya Katadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Anuga Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nittai Guru Premanande, all glories for Samal devotees, all glories for Samal devotees, all glories for Samal devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Chayamuridiret Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishriki वसति दशन शिखरे धरणी तव लग्ना शशिनि कलंक कलेव निमग्ना केशव द्रीता शुकर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे. All glories to Lord Keshava, Krishna, who appeared as the boar. The earth was held between his tusks, which appeared like the scars on the moon. Varaha Devaki. We are hearing from the scripture, from the Bhagavat and from Bhagavad Gita and from many other places, that Krishna appears in many different forms. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vataram Akarat Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Sir, Nana Vataram, in different types of incarnations, Krishna appears. Some of them are very amazing. He appears as a half man, half lion. He appears as a tortoise, kurma, and he held the whole Meru mountain on his backside. So you must imagine how big the kurma would have been. And as Narsimhadev, half man, half lion. In this way, we are celebrating the appearance of Varaha. Another amazing form of the Lord. Hog, big form of the Lord. Normally, in human society, pig means something very derogatory, low class animal. Why? Because the pig is inside the ditch, snorting, eating stool, very horrible. The Lord, he took that form. And each of these forms are functionally also very important. The Lord came as Narsimhadev with a specific purpose. Similarly, he came as Varaha with a specific purpose. And the story is a wonderful story. So, we are going to read some portion and maybe recollect some portion. Because this is Varahadev's appearance day. We are fasting for the same. So, we shall read that. Interesting, before reading Varaha's appearance, is to read another amazing pastime in the earth, chapter 14 of Canto 3, part 1. Pregnancy of Diti in the evening. In the modern times, they'll think, so what if it is in the evening? So, in the modern time, because people are more like animals, pregnancy can occur anytime. In Vedic system of thought, pregnancy occurring in the evening is something completely abnormal. So here is the story of Diti getting pregnant in the evening. We will just read a few words. Tasya chodaratah kshaumi shaunim swadamstra krena leelaya daityarajasya cha brahman kasmadetor abhun mridah. What was the reason, O Brahmana, for the fight between the demon king and Lord Boar while the Lord was lifting the earth as his pastime? Shraddhadhanaya bhaktaya bruhitat janma vistaram rushena trapyati manah param kautuhalam hime. My mind has become very inquisitive and therefore I am not satisfied with hearing the narration of the Lord's appearance. Please therefore speak more and more to a devotee who is faithful. Purport, one who is actually faithful and inquisitive is qualified to hear the transcendental pastimes of the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidura was a suitable candidate to receive such transcendental messages. The great sage Maitreya said, O warrior, the inquiry made by you is just befitting a devotee because it concerns the incarnation of the personality of Godhead. It is the source of liberation from the chain of birth and death for all those who are otherwise destined to die. By hearing these topics from the sage Narada, the son of King Uttanapada, Dhruva was enlightened regarding the personality of Godhead, and he ascended the board of the Lord, placing his feet over the head of death. The history of the fight between the Lord as a boar and the demon Hiranyaksha was heard by me in a year long ago, as it was described by the foremost of the demigods, Brahma, when he was questioned by the other demigods. Dithi, daughter of Daksha, being afflicted with sex desire, begged her husband Kashyapa, the son of Marichi, to have intercourse with her in the evening in order to beget a child. Ishtva agnijihvam payasa purusham yajusam patim nimlochati arka asinam agni angar agare samahidam. The sun was setting and the sage was sitting in trance after offering oblations to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, whose tongue is the sacrificial fire. Dhritiruvacha yesha mam tvakrate vidvan kama atta sarasasanaha dunoti dinam vikramya rampham ivamatangajaha. In that place, the beautiful Diti expressed a desire, O learned one, Cupid is taking his arrows and distressing me forcibly as a mad elephant troubles a banana tree. Tadbhavan dahyamanayam sapatina pati patninam samriddhibhi prajavati nam badram te mai ayungtam anugrahanam. Therefore you should be kind towards me by showing me complete mercy, a desire to have sons. And I am much distressed by seeing the opulence of my co-wives. By performing this act, you will become happy. In Bhagavad Gita, sexual intercourse for begetting children is accepted as righteous. A person sexually inclined for simple sense gratification, however, is unrighteous. In Diti's appeal to her husband for sex, it was not exactly that she was afflicted by sex desires, but she desired sons. Since she had no sons, she felt poorer than her co-wives. Therefore, Kashyapa was supposed to satisfy his bona fide wife. A woman is honored in the world by the benediction of her husband, and a husband like you will become famous by having children because you are meant for the expansion of living entities. In days long ago, our father, the most opulent Daksha, who was affectionate to his daughters, asked each one of us separately whom we would prefer to select as a husband. Our well-wishing father Daksha, after knowing our intentions, handed over 13 of his daughters unto you, and since then we have all been faithful. O lotus-eyed one, kindly bless me by fulfilling my desires. When someone in distress approaches a great person, his plea should never go in vain. O hero, Diti, being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust, therefore poor and talkative, was pacified by the son of Marichi in suitable words. O afflicted one, I shall forthwith gratify whatever desire is dear to you, for who else but you is the source of the three perfections of liberation. This particular time is most inauspicious because at this time the horrible looking ghosts and constant companions of the Lord of the Ghosts are visible. Purport: Kashyapa has already told his wife Diti to wait for a while, and now he warns her that failure to consider the particular time will result in punishment from the ghosts and evil spirits who move during this time along with their master Lord Rudra. Lord Shiva, the king of the ghosts, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time accompanied by ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Lord Shiva's body is reddish and he is unstained, but he is covered with ashes. His hair is dusty from the whirlwind dust of the burning crematorium. He is the younger brother of your husband and he sees with three eyes. Lord Shiva regards no one as his relative, yet there is no one who is not connected with him. He does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable. We respectfully worship the remnants of his footstep and we vow to accept what is rejected by him. So, here, Diti Daksha's daughter, afflicted by lust, is approaching her husband Kashyapa, and he is performing yajna in deep meditation, and she goes and embraces him, and then she says, please cohabit with me. And he is saying, this is okay, I'll do that, you're a very wonderful wife of mine, please wait, this is not the correct time. And it's mentioned that she became so lusty, she pulled at his clothes, and he satisfied her. And then later, he took bath and again sat down to take his meditation. And he was not very happy. He was a very controlled person, very paka. But Diti forced him to do this. And after the act was done, Diti, trembling in fear, came to her husband and told the husband, oh my dear beloved husband, make sure that Lord Shiva does not do anything to my womb, because there resides the embryo, my child is there. Then Kashyapa will lift his head and said, because you did not follow the rules, because you forced me to engage in this way at the wrong time, two horrible sons will be born to you, and they will terrorize the whole universe, and they will create havoc and give trouble to many, many people. In this way, Kashyapa, who is Prajapati, he will say what is going to happen, the truth. And she will beg pardon and seem very displeased. Then he will continue and say, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu will be very disturbed by this, and he himself will appear and annihilate those two sons of yours. Then Diti will immediately say, oh, it is very wonderful that Vishnu himself will come and liberate my sons. And then he will say, to add to this, I'll give you one more blessing. That is, your grandson will be an amazing devotee of Vishnu, and he will cause Vishnu to come. This way, he will also predict the appearance of Prahlad. And Diti will thus become pregnant, and she will deliver these amazing individuals, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, two powerful demons. And there is a history to these demons that is also mentioned in the Bhagavat in a different place. That is very interesting, that the four Kumaras who appeared from the mind of the Lord and who actually displeased Brahma, because Brahma wanted them to be Prajapatis to procreate and create population. And therefore, they said, no need for us to be engaged like that. We want to remain liberated. There is no use in doing that. They were very learned, educated, highly, powerful with knowledge. So they said this, and Brahma became very angry. And out of his anger came Rudra from his forehead. This all described about creation process. So these four Kumaras, they look like children, naked, completely self-realized individuals. They roam the universe. And once upon a time, they went to Vaikuntha. Very nice, cherubic, beautiful, young saints, sadhus. They wanted to enter Vaikuntha, and the doorkeepers, Dwarapalakas, Jaya and Vijaya, they stopped them. When they stopped them, both of them became extremely disturbed and angry. These four of them became very disturbed and angry. So why are you stopping us? We have been given freedom to go anywhere. We don't have any particular material desire. So people welcome us everywhere. So why can't we enter here? In this way, Jaya and Vijaya displeased them. They became very angry and they cursed these two doorkeepers. By the time hearing about what has happened in the door front of Vaikuntha, Supreme Lord Narayana came there in his four-handed beautiful form. He appeared and the four Kumaras had wonderful darshan of the Lord. And they paid obeisances. When they paid obeisances, they smelt the wonderful tulasi leaves, aroma coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. When they smelt that, they felt completely exhilarated and they became totally attached to the beautiful form of the Lord and they became devotees. Till then they were like Brahmavadis, you know, understanding the impersonal Brahman and liberated. When they saw the Lord, took his association and smelt tulasi from his lotus feet, they became completely changed and they glorified the Lord. Then the Lord Narayana, he said, I am very sorry that this has happened, that my gatekeepers did not understand how great you souls are and they have stopped you. I take the blame for what they have done. Because since I am the master of Vaikuntha and my servants have committed a mistake, I am to blame. This is Lord Narayana's words. Very beautiful. He will say that. And he said, I am willing to even cut off my arm for that. Because they have displeased you. Brahmanas are most dear to me. And he glorifies the Brahmanas. And in this way, since you are displeased, I am willing to do anything in compensation, to compromise. This way Narayana will come and speak the glories of Brahmanas and he will say, my servants have done something wrong. Please forgive me for that. He is asking forgiveness from the four Kumaras. It's a very beautiful aspect of Lord Krishna as Narayana and his interaction with the four Vaikuntha Vasis, four Kumaras and the Vaikuntha Vasis, the Dwarapalakas. So here Narayana is saying, a nice lesson to be learned, that if we do something wrong, it embarrasses the Supreme Lord. If you don't represent Krishna properly, it is actually painful to Krishna. Similarly, when we don't represent Krishna consciousness in proper behavior, then it pains the Guru. In our society, we are representing His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When people go and see, when we go to people and see them, they know these are followers of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they are from ISKCON. And our behavior should be impeccable as Vaishnavas, as servants of the Lord. So therefore, we should at no time misrepresent. Very important. Misrepresentation. So, we should be very careful, otherwise we'll give pain to Guru, to Srila Prabhupada, to the entire parampara, to the Supreme Lord, and everybody will feel pained by our representation. This is how important it is. It's not that only Vaikuntha Vasis are representing the Lord. So we don't have to worry about this. It stops from there. From here onwards we can do any, you know, gymnastics. It's okay. No. Every time we go and speak Krishna consciousness, represent the society, we have to keep a standard. We should know we represent Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and the society, and people have prestige, honor for him. and they have a great reverence and regard for ISKCON. So we should be very careful how we represent. We can learn this from this. So although he spoke nicely to them when they left, he turned round to the doorkeepers and said, "Don't worry. The curse is that for 7 generations you will be in the earth, not fit to live in Vaikuntha. But since you are my servants, I will give you a concession. You can be demons for 3 janmas and come back quickly to me. I will personally come and liberate you." So this was the background. And both Jaya and Vijaya, although they were very depressed and sad, and they were repentant for their behavior, they accepted the Lord's decision. They said, "I cannot change what the Brahmanas have said. I will not change what the Kumaras have said. So you do the needful." So they accepted and they descended. Those two were born as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu in the womb of Diti. This happened simultaneously on this side. And when it so happened that they came down, they went into Diti's womb. So pregnancy of Diti had a purpose. Prabhupada comments, and the great Acharyas have commented, that Lord had a purpose in doing this. In having Jaya and Vijaya be cursed and descend to the lower planets and descend to the earth planet. He had a purpose. Why? Many purposes. One inner purpose he had was to enjoy Virya Rasa. He wants to fight and enjoy fighting. So therefore, there was nobody to equal him in fighting. So he gave extraordinary potency to Jaya and Vijaya to become demons. Very powerful demons. Unimaginably powerful. So that he can go and fight them. How powerful these demons were is described. That this demon Hiranyaksha, the first demon, he played ball with the whole earth planet. That's what he did. You know what it is? Basketball. Like this. Put inside. You've seen that? Playing basketball, football. He was so huge and powerful. He pulled the earth out of its orbit and threw it into the ocean. That big he was, that powerful he was. This is not, we will just think it is some fairy tale, some joke. You wouldn't know how important it is to know this. See. So they were very deadly demons, very huge. Nobody could stand in front of them. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Brahma, everybody gave up. They were hiding. And Hiranyaksha was waiting to fight with somebody. And he knew it was Vishnu whom he has to fight with. So when he did this, the planet descended inside water. Bhumi went inside water. Earth, where all living entities get their sustenance from, everything got suspended. All the demigods ran to Krishna, to Vishnu. So the Lord made his amazing appearance at that time. He came as, it was in Chakshusha Manvantara. He came as red boar incarnation. And he appeared and he burrowed inside the water. And what does a pig hog do with its nose and with its horns? Burrows into the earth. So on the ocean's floor, he walked and found out where is the earth planet. And he took the earth on his tusk and came out to the surface. put her back on orbit. And then at that time Hiranyaksha attacked Lord Bor, and there is an amazing fight that ensued. All the demigods came in the sky and watched. It's the world's greatest fight, because Hiranyaksha was a deadly demon of great powers and size, massive. And here Varaha also was an amazing form he had, big form. So a fight took place, lasted for long time. And in the end, Hiranyaksha was overpowered by Varaha. In this way, the Lord appeared. The Lord also appeared in another, the Swayambhuvaman incarnation. Swayambhuva is the first. Then later comes Chakshusha, I think fourth or fifth. Chakshusha Manvantara. He appeared then as a white boar incarnation. That is when he appeared from the nose of Brahma. When he appeared in his white form, Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaiki. When he appeared in his beautiful white form, what had happened then was Brahma was creating. And amazingly, he was meditating very deeply and creating Prajapatis and making the creation. Brahmano asya mukhamasit bahu rajanya kritaha uru tadasya vaishaha padbhyagam shudro ajayata chandrama manaso jataha chakshur suryo ajayata mukhat indrascha agnischa pranad vayurajayata nabhya asit antariksham. Like this, the Lord Brahma, from the Lord, his universal form, all these great personalities came. And Brahma, as a secondary creator, was creating all the Prajapatis and all the great personalities, and they were populating the universe. First creator is the Lord, the secondary creator is Brahma. And Brahma, as he was meditating, from his body, two individuals came out, one male and one female. And they joined together, and they produced wonderful children. Three daughters and two sons. From there only came, Uttanapada and who's that son? Huh? Priyavarta, Uttanapada. And all these Devahuti, Pasuti, Akuti, all of them. And in this way, the first man and woman is appearing from Brahma, Swayambhuva and Shatrupa. Shatrupa and Swayambhuva produce all these children. And then as this happened, the Swayambhuva and Shatrupa came and told, "My Lord, please tell me what seva I can do for you." And they said that you must populate the universe like this and find a place to this thing. At that time, the earth planet had fallen from its orbit into the ocean. And Lord Brahma was thinking, how it is possible for me to deal with this? How can I take the earth planet from the bottom of the ocean? And he thought, I cannot do it, only Vishnu can do it. Who else can do it? So he prayed very deeply, meditated on the Lord. From the nose of Brahma at that time, a small speck came out. And in front of him it grew and grew and grew and grew and became like a huge mountain. Everybody could see that it was a big white pig. And then as soon as he roared, all the higher planets and all the residents, Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, all of them knew, this is the sound of Vishnu. And they became very happy. Then the Lord became very huge and jumped into the ocean and then lifted the earth planet and put it back into orbit. This was in the Swayambhuva Manvantara. And in the Chakshusha Manvantara, you have Hiranyaksha, red boar incarnation. So the Lord, He appears in various forms. He appeared as a hog and plummeted deep down into the ocean, and He found out the earth and put the earth back on orbit. So without the Lord's help, Brahma could not do anything. In creation, He faced challenges. Whole earth planet being dumped. So therefore, He knew that only Vishnu can do something. What can I do? Cannot do anything. So this is very instructive, that although we may be doing services given to us coming from the Lord through the great parampara, through great pure devotees of the Lord, and it is authorized and we are trying to perform, still in the material world, although it is a Lord's service, there will be challenges to the Lord's service. Brahma was the creator. He faced these challenges. Even He faced these challenges. And He faced personal challenges during creation. His body got defiled. He was creating from His body. And then at one point He created Vak, Saraswati. And He became attracted to the beautiful form of Saraswati. And He went behind her, seeking sensual gratification from her. But they all said, it's your daughter. Came from you. How can you do this? So all His senior sons approached Him and said, my dear father Brahma, how is it that you have got this type of an attitude? How is it that you are going behind your own daughter? And you are assuming that you can do this at free will? It's not correct. In this way they approached Him, they told Him. And He became very ashamed of His thoughts. And then He gave up that body. That body became the evening fog and twilight fog. That's why it's very inauspicious to do anything at certain times. During fog and the Saitu, they don't do anything. It's inauspicious. Then He took a new body and then He started creation again. These are personal difficulties He had in executing the mission of the Lord. He got attracted to His own daughter. Challenge. He didn't sit down and cry and give up devotional service. He said, okay, what is to be done next? I changed my whole body. If my body is defiled, He assumed a new body and continued to do His devotional service. Continued to do His devotional service. And in this point of time, when He found that the earth is below the ocean and He didn't know what I can do, only Krishna can do something, and He meditated on the Lord appeared to help Him. Why? Because He didn't give up His service. He was continuously rendering service. All these different challenges He faced. He didn't give up His post as Brahma and run away. He did not say, oh, then I don't want to be Brahma. I am going for meditation in the Himalayas. You can keep Brahma. He did not call Vishnu and tell, you be Brahma. It's not that Vishnu cannot be Brahma also. Many millenniums He comes as Brahma. But Brahma knew that this is the time that I can meditate on the Lord. And He deeply thought about the Lord. And the Lord appeared to help Him. That is the amazing thing. You see, when we get disconnected sometimes, mentioned that Brahma had a very challenging service because He had to associate with matter very deeply. So every time He became disturbed, His consciousness was polluted. But He knew this was happening and He purified Himself again and went and did His service. It's mentioned that Brahma in Rajoguna avatar, creation is a Rajoguna activity. Similarly, sometimes we are asked to go and approach karmis. We are supposed to deal with people in the court, with lawyers and with deadly, you know, people who are never straightforward. Court cases, construction of a building with architects, contractors, laborers. We have to go and ask money from big businessmen who are highly materialistic. We have to go and convince people about our intentions when we are accused sometimes. I just sent out an email to some of our devotees that now there is a movie being released where they have accused Hare Krishna indirectly, because the movie is about a person who is an ex-Hare Krishna who did something very wrong. And so our devotees have answered that and said that it's not true. We are against so-and-so things like that. So we have to do all these things. And sometimes we wonder, why should I do that? I want to go and chant Hare Krishna in the corner of the room. I want to go and, read the Bhagavatam. I want to go and read Bhagavad Gita. This is the meaning of being a devotee. I don't want to do all these things. And I can go and sit in the corner and read and fall asleep. Chant and fall asleep. And then look after my body. Do exercises, eat nicely, sleep. And then dance, and then chant, and then read. And do all the good things that ISKCON offers. Take the cream of the cake alone. The other things I don't like to do, I don't want to do. We can learn from Brahma that that's not the way he did devotional service. And that's not the way Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada taught us to do devotional service. Keeping in the line of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, as the father of our Sampradaya Brahma, you can see how he is rendering devotional service. Similarly, Prabhupada also did that, coming in the line of all the Acharyas in between. They never dropped their devotional service and went away with the slightest disturbance. They pursued. A disturbance is a great opportunity to test your own Krishna consciousness, test your own dependence on Krishna, and accept the Lord's mercy, which is coming in that form, and perform devotional service with deep remembrance of Krishna and praying to Krishna, I am not qualified for this, still you are using me as an instrument. See what's occurring in my mind. I am desiring that I leave this. So this opportunity is very great. In this way he prays to the Lord for strength, because whenever you have given me a particular service, along with that I know the strength for it is also awaiting. And if I pray for that, I will get that. In this way, Brahma, he executed brilliant devotional service. Unwavering, completely focused and fixed in spite of various disturbances. We can learn that. That is why the Lord appeared as Varaha. To help Brahma in his devotional service. Not ordinary thing. He assumed an amazing form for the sake of his devotee. For the sake of his devotee. Just like he assumed an amazing form as Lord Narasimha for the sake of Prahlad. Because Prahlad was unceasingly rendering service in spite of the fact of being tortured, attacked by his father Hiranyakashipu, he continued to perform his devotional service. So Varaha, we should call upon Varaha to dive into the depths of the consciousness, go into all the murky waters of our consciousness, which covers our real self, and pick out our real essence, pick out our real spirit of Krishna consciousness, and bring it out, surface it, so that we can continue our pure devotional service. As long as we desire pure devotional service, Krishna will always assist us to get it. That is why it is mentioned the price for pure devotional service is the eagerness to get it. Tatra mulyam laulyam. Our greed and eagerness to perform devotional service. And Maya is always going to oppose that by acting through the mind, which has got an infinite capacity to materialize and mundanize everything in devotional service. And because our mind will work and say, hey, what is this? Anyway, it is like this, it is like that. So what? I don't want to do this. Like that, we'll mundanize the purpose and the devotional service and spoil it. But one who desires to fight that mind's proposal and resound, no, the words of Krishna are correct and true. The words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are true. The words of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada are true, and his actions and his life is a brilliant scintillating example that illustrates this. I must follow that. And in this way, when we voice from our depths and fight the voice of Maya coming through the mind, and we reinstate ourselves properly, and we continue to do our devotional service, then there lies our glory. See, there lies our glory. So we can understand this analogy very beautiful, that Varaha has taken a boar form. Krishna has taken the form of a boar because he can probe into the depths and bring out essence. So, as spirit souls, we are smothered, drowned in this material world, Sagara, Bhavasagara. And it's overwhelmingly difficult for us. We become engulfed by Maya. So by praying to Krishna as Varaha, he can come and pick us up. Tesham aham samudartha mrityu samsara sagarat bhavamina chirat partha maya vechita chetasam. So the Lord appears and he pulls his devotee out, gives him his opportunity again. So that is why worshipping Varaha is very, very, very important. He gets pleased if one is performing sustained devotional service. After all, what is devotional service? It's got nothing to do with us in one sense. Because what can we do as devotional service to the Lord? Only if the Lord creates the opportunity, only if the Lord gives us that opportunity, only if the Lord gives us the ability. Shabdake Paurusham Drishu. I am the Paurushatvam. I am the ability in man. Only if he gives that ability, like Dhruva Maharaj prays. Only if he gives us the ability by entering, can we perform. So when we connect with the Lord and we desire to be instruments, we ask the Lord to enter us and empower us and use us, our mind, body, intelligence, in the service of the Lord, then the Lord does so. We become one of the members of the army that Prabhupada has so wonderfully started. All the Vanaras, they had no capacity. They had no great talent. They had no great looks. As Hanuman is mentioning in the Bhagavatam, there is this quote. Still, Lord Ramachandra has chosen us to be part of his army. That is nothing but his causeless mercy on us. Batalakshmana Gaja Agraha. You see, that wonderful brother of Lakshmana, he has chosen to give us his mercy. Therefore, we are in his sena and we will do our best what we can. We will take mountain peaks and throw it, we'll throw rocks, we'll throw trees and stones, and whatever we know we will do for the sake of the Lord. It may be uncouth, it may be unsophisticated, it may not be very modernistic, but it is an act of love for the Lord. That is why on the side of the Lord, whatever we do, maybe not perfectly. If we can do it perfectly, very good. But it doesn't matter as long as we do and keep endeavoring. Krishnarte akila cheshta. For the sake of Krishna performing. So we can learn that here. And then Varahadev, he performed amazing pastime of his appearance and killed Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Varahadev ki. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Grantharāj śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premānande. Any question or comment? Partially. But it is mentioned it was engineered by the Lord. Because how can Vaikuntavasis perform such behavior? That's why the Lord appeared and took over. Because that can never happen in Vaikuntha. So therefore it is understood by all great Vaishnavacharya, definitely the Lord wanted it to happen. He engineered it because he wanted Jayan Vijaya to go down and become Hiranyakshipu, and he wanted to come and fight. He wanted to enjoy that rasa of fighting. So he engineered it. Yes, yes, they went. It's not occurring all the time, it occurs only at that particular moment. It's not that every time the Lord appears, the Jayan Vijaya is what is he dealing with. No. Any other question or comment? Being a Brahmavadi is different from being a Mayavadi. Mayavadis are offensive, Brahmavadis are not offensive. They are in the stage of understanding the absolute truth and they are open. So the Lord had a plan, he will come and give them darshan and elevate them to devotees. So he enacted this pastime through Jaya and Vijaya. So it is not correct, he said, that you cannot be avowed into Vaikuntha. Why did they do that? He himself said that. So it's a pastime. How should we? We should repent by going to that particular Vaishnava to whom you have committed some mistake or offense and ask him for pardon. Or if you've done some other type of mistake, then you should go and speak to the authority and tell them this thing happened, I'm sorry, I repented very much, please tell me what should I do in order to take care of this. Like this, you should go and submit to authority and perform some, you know, purified this thing. The best thing, of course, is to chant Hare Krishna. But since we desire something apart from that, we should go and speak to the authority concerned and say, I did this type of a mistake. You may not know, but I have done this and I want to report to you. And I want to seek from you a remedy. Like that. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granth Rashi Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.